They'll still be random, and not every town will get one, but they'll be a little more numerous over the weekend. High temperatures this weekend in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. He made the announcement in front of a large group of supporters Tuesday. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. Changes are coming to two Montgomery YMCA locations. The Westminster and Southeast locations will be merged into one branch called Midtown YMCA. It will be located in the current Southeast location. The building should open August 15th after renovations are complete. And Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean says the city needs more community centers to keep kids out of trouble. Dean says since community centers like Bellingrath and McIntyre are closed, kids now have nothing to do. He's asking local organizations to help solve this problem. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The House Intelligence Committee and the House Judiciary Committee announced the special counsels agreed to appear in public on July 17 in an open session to testify about what he found into Russian interference as well as potential obstruction of justice.
The acting border chief abruptly quits after migrant children were found living in filthy conditions at a border facility.
Iranian leadership says President Trump's latest sanctions permanently end any chance of diplomacy.
Illinois becoming the 11th state to legalize marijuana.
On Capitol Hill, 9/11 recovery workers met with top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell. They say he promised a vote later this summer to replenish the 9/11 victims fund.
A new study linking some popular prescription drugs to a nearly 50% greater risk of dementia in older patients. The drugs known as anticholinergics are used to treat a number of conditions.
President Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to Army Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
Bellavia became the first living soldier to receive the Medal of Honor for his actions in Iraq.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228.
And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 793.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Since it's Wednesday, Fresh Market has got their New York Strip Prime and Premium Steaks on sale.
Ooh.
And the Colossal Shrimp, which we like so much.
Yes.
I'm going to add that to my menu for this weekend, both of those things. They have crab cakes, they say, on sale, but it didn't tell me what they are or how much they are, so I have to figure that one out, but...
Can you just do those Colossal Shrimp quickly in a pan and stuff?
Yeah, well, exactly. I don't do them in precision cooker. I do them either in pan or on the grill. I break them out of the shell and marinate them a little bit, and then put them either in pan or in the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes like little lobsters.
Mm.
They are great. Four of them is a lot. Particularly if you get a steak and get two for each person, then you have surf and turf.
Sounds good.
It really is. It's great stuff. I'm getting excited about it. Eating, 4th of July and eating kind of makes sense to me, you know what I mean?
It's what we do as Americans. We blow stuff up and we eat.
Yeah, exactly.
It's what we do on holidays.
And we do a damn good job with it, too.
Oh, yes.
Let's do this. He had mentioned Nunes. Let's listen a little bit of Nunes talking. Now, I tell you what, better yet, let me go to Lindsey Graham here. And Lindsey Graham's going to be talking about Mueller's testimony. And listen to what he predicts happens here.
Robert Mueller have the resources?
Right.
Did he have the time? Did he have this?
Right,
did he Are you sir? Then you said, do you care about a possibly rigged investigation?
Yeah,
FISA
right,
abuse?
Right.
I'll let you take it from there.
Well, boss, bottom line is, after all you're looking and all the time you had and all the money you spent, did Trump collude with the Russians? No. Do you stand by your report? Yes. Did you turn it over to the Attorney General to decide about obstruction? And the Attorney General said I did, and I'm not going to revisit it. So it is case closed for me. So they can do anything they want to in the House, and I think it'll blow up in their face.
Now let's go back to some of the other questions. How do you justify hiring Hillary's attorney? Only Democrats. Andrew Weissman. He couldn't find one Republican?
This will blow up in their face. This will blow up in their face. The conclusions can't change. There is no collusion. That's what the whole damn thing was about to begin with. There's nobody on earth could bring an obstruction case based on these facts. The president gave 1.4 million documents to Mueller. McCann, his lawyer, testified for 30 hours. He made everybody available to Mueller that Mueller wanted to talk to, and he submitted answered questions in writing. So this president did nothing to stop Mueller from finding the truth.
There we go. So, and I mean, you heard him. Lindsey Graham said point blank is going to blow up in his face. And I think he knows the questions that are going to be asked. And notice that Mueller's not going to the Senate side of the House. And what's happened is I think Lindsey Graham's committee is kind of the backstop committee. If something goes afoul in the House or they discover something and they want to pursue it, then boom, here comes Lindsey Graham. So let's continue on with Lindsey Graham talking about Mueller and collusion and the fact that he's not under oath.
I mentioned to Jay Sekulow the 9.5-minute press conference he did, and boy, the media was so quick. they thought the conspiracy theory came back to life. It's serious and significant, though.
Right.
I watched it, and I was like, number one, I knew he had said the opposite, waiting for people to catch up.
Right.
And number two, when you think about the attorney, I thought the Attorney General Barr was being very gracious to the special counsel and threw him a lifeline. They released a joint statement basically say, oh, I didn't mean what I said for 9.5 minutes. That ought to be very troublesome for Robert Mueller
But I hope people understand what you're talking about, because when Mueller came in to tell Barr that he couldn't decide, he couldn't make a decision about obstruction, he was going to leave it to Barr, and Barr asked him point blank, is this because of the DOJ policy you don't indict a sitting president? He said no. He said complicated facts and complicated law would not allow him to reach a conclusion. So after 2 years and X amount of dollars and FBI agents, if he couldn't decide on obstruction of justice, why do you think Barr would reach a different conclusion other than you can't prosecute?
That a boy, Lindsey. Okay, so Lindsey is going to wrap it up here, and he's going to be talking about the IG report, Durham, and other things going on. Listen in.
I want to ask you specifically, because you were the one saying it last week. First of all, I am very happy. You have pledged to the American people all of these issues, starting with the rigged investigation into Hillary.
Right.
Hillary. Okay. And by the way, I don't think you delete subpoenaed emails and clean the hard drive. I would say that's probably the best case of obstruction of justice I've ever seen, but it only matters if it's Donald Trump. But you're going to go back to the beginning.
Right.
Tell us what else specifically you're interested in that you will get to the bottom of.
Okay, I want to hear, I want to see the Horowitz report about, did the DOJ and FBI defraud the FISA court? Did they lie to the FISA court to get a warrant against Carter Page? I want to find out why they opened the counterintelligence investigation against Trump. And I really do believe the only reason Clinton wasn't charged with anything is because if you wanted her to win, how do you charge her with a crime in the middle of the campaign?
And that's exactly right, because you were just charged with a crime. That was it. And the show would be over and the monkey would be dead. And then everybody would blame them on Clinton being going through the stuff because she had not been found guilty. She'd have been charged. And it would have been turmoil. And that's why they did this. That's exactly why they did this. So now let's get into Graham and talk about the dossier. Boy, he has so many kind of things to say about the dossier.
You know, these are really good questions, and I think the FISA abuse is really just the tip of the iceberg. But think about this. We already know what Christopher Steele is going to say, because he's already said it in an interrogatory. So here's the big question. So in January of 2017, there's James Comey in Trump Tower saying, well, we have this dossier. It's salacious, but it's unverified. January 17, before he becomes president. October 2016... he signs the first FISA application that we now know, because of Steele's testimony, I have no idea if any of it's true, under threat of perjury, means it's an unverifiable document. At the top of a FISA warrant, I've been told, I've never seen one, it actually says verified. Now, the question is, does that sound like a premeditated fraud on the FISA court judges? And does that, well, we know Comey lied. He lied in October 2016 to January 2017, but he had to lie in October 2016 because Steele undercuts his story.
So what we know is McCabe said without the dossier, there'd be no warrant against Carter Page. Here's the question to ask anybody. Is the dossier verified to this day? We now know that, Steele said, I don't know if it's true or not. Comey tells the president in January 2017, it is salacious, unverified. It's the same document they said was reliable and trustworthy in October. It doesn't add up. The dossier is a bunch of garbage. I can tell you without any doubt, it's a bunch of garbage, and it was used to get a warrant against an American citizen, and somebody's going to be held accountable for that.
And see the matter-of-factness that people have with this. Okay, Jay Sekulow, who we played yesterday, he was back on, and he's going to be commenting on the Mueller testifying on July the 17th. Listen in.
Mueller's agreed to testify on July 17th. He is the counsel for the president. Jay, I have a few questions for Mueller that I think guys like Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Doug Collins, and Matt Gaetz would ask. For example, when did he know that there was no collusion? Why did he have such a broad mandate that could focus on FARA violations, taxi medallions, loan applications, you know, years and years and decades old tax issues? But, well, he knew about the dirty Russian dossier. How does he answer the question about why he never, ever, you know, looked into that? I don't think there's a good answer for him.
Well, his first thing he needs to answer is his own conflicts of interest. He was interviewed for the FBI director's job, didn't get it. Then he becomes a special counsel the next day. So that's one. There was, of course, as the president said, he had a business dispute that was longstanding. So you have that one. And then you have and it was interesting in the last panel, the discussion about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. I've asked this question. What happened to the evidence that they gathered for over a year on this counterintelligence investigation? So the special counsel is going to have to answer that. Now, what's interesting is Bob Mueller said, my report is my testimony. And what is the report? The whole basis upon which this investigation began was concerns over collusion, conspiracy with the Russians and the Trump campaign. And what was the conclusion? There was no collusion, conspiracy with the Trump campaign. That was the legal conclusion reached by Bob. No obstruction. So
he had said to multiple. He had said to multiple people.
Republicans have the right to answer questions, ask questions, hard questions about Strzok and Page. Who actually? You know, we have conflicting testimony right now. Who fired Peter Strzok from this? Andrew McCabe said he did. Bob Mueller's office said he did. Well, one of them did, and one of them did not. So somebody's not telling the truth. We'll find that out. That's number one. So you put that in the context of everything. It'll be an interesting hearing. I don't think the conclusion is going to change anything of what happens here. But you'll see. People will hear from Bob Mueller. I don't think it's going to be anything different than the statement he made a couple weeks back. But again, you're going to have to answer some real questions. Questions that have gone unanswered so far.
News Channel 93.1. Dan Marr Show will be back. Final segment of Jay Sekulow. Oh, no, we actually two more pieces, but he's going to be talking about this phone. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Let's continue on with Jay Sekulow. We're going to be talking about this phone situation. Did not know this.
Jay, I watched that 9.5-minute press conference, and, well, God bless our media mob, conspiracy theorists, liars, and hoaxers, because for a few hours they thought they had it all. Wait a minute. Mueller said that the reason he couldn't consider indictment was because of DOJ policy and constitutional issues. And then a few hours later, there was a press release. It was from the Attorney General Barr, and it was from the special counsel's office. and basically said, oh, never mind. We had said just the opposite many, many times before. And I thought it was a great embarrassment to Robert Mueller. And I'll be honest, as I watched him, I got the feeling watching that he hadn't either read the statement, was stumbling over the statement, or didn't remember what he had said.
Here's why people were stumbling. He was stumbling over the statement, everybody else. It was the whole report is incoherent, okay? Illegally incoherent is the way that, let's be honest. I mean, it's a legal theory that was absurd. Obstruction by tweet was kind of a theory out there that was absurd. To be complicated by the fact that Mueller's office averted the burden of proof. We couldn't prove you innocent, therefore we are making allegations. Well, that's not what the law is. And everybody forgets the part where he did say that we're not saying the president committed a crime, because the president did not commit a crime. But we're not exonerating him either. The job of a prosecutor is not exonerate. They either bring a case or they did not. They did not. That is what's important here. And what Bob Mueller's going to have to testify to is they did not. And we'll hear what his theory is. I can't imagine this to be any different than his report. But I'm going to say this, Sean, again. There are a lot of questions that have to be asked here and have to be answered. And in the scope of this testimony, we'll find out what that's going to be. But I don't expect it to be any different than this report. And at the end of the day, whether the report finds no collusion, conspiracy, however you want to phrase it, no obstruction.
How
and what Bill Barr said with Rod Rosenstein is right, that there was no obstructive intent. And the theories that were being floated around that a lot of the media talked about were, in my view, absurd. But you know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter because the case is closed. It's done. They'll testify. How did Peter Strzok's phone, when it was turned into the special counsel's office, get wiped out and nobody kept a record of what was on it? How is that even possible?
That's like William McCabe is lying.
Going into an audit and saying, I don't have receipts. It's the same thing. This is absurd. It's, in the real world, this is not supposed to happen. How did Bob Mueller's office allow that to take place? That Peter Strzok, at that point, was fired. Phone was put on a shelf and not cataloged. When the whole issue was the messages going back and forth. So there's a lot that has to be answered, but there's another one. So, I mean, I can make a list of 100 questions, and I'm sure the congressman can as well and will.
So that's where Mueller can try to keep it within the confines of the report. The problem is, how did you get to certain things of the report? And the Peter Strzok thing it's got to be a great line of questioning because, what was Mueller's involvement in it? Did he fire him or did he not fire him? Did he know about it? What did he know about? How did he pick Peter Strzok? How did he pick Weissman? How did he pick all these different people? Because this is troublesome areas for him. Let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Mueller Show.
I love troublesome things.
You like troublesome things, huh?
Yeah, you're
troublemaker yourself.
Yeah, I get to work things out and figure things out. I guess my little mind's stimulating. Got a question. I was watching the news last night. Is this correct that Mueller's, his crew, his investigators, or the people that handle it, they were like 10 or 11 people, and they were all Democrats? Is that correct?
Yeah, and then what they'll say, well, Mueller was a Republican, and then they'll say Rosenstein's a Republican, and Comey was a Republican. But you had a Clinton Foundation attorney own the group, a Clinton Foundation attorney.
It just sounds like a stacked deck.
Yeah, I think they need to get, and we don't know who all the people are that were on this thing. We know some of them.
Mm-hmm. And I watched last night Laura, and she had, one of the Jewish guy from Harvard, Horowitz?
Dukowicz.
Yeah. And he says, I'm a liberal, but he says this is concerning, be it Republican or Democrat, what's going on right now with our rights.
Yeah, he's a libertarian without a doubt, civil libertarian.
Okay. But he said, and then they even had a couple Democrats on there, and everybody, Republicans, conservatives, and everybody, they were all concerned about what's going on with the Mueller testifying. They say it's illegal.
It's illegal for Mueller to testify?
Well, somewhere in the process or something they were talking about. Laura Ingraham was talking about it, mentioned it also, too, that any attorney would rationalize and see that this is what's going on. It's totally illegal, the process or the procedures or something about it. I thought maybe you might know something more about that.
I don't know what side of the ledger they think is illegal, but, do they are you suggesting that, or are they suggesting that they did things that were illegal within the office of the special counsel?
I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I think we might find out some of that is true.
Is there anything positive going to come out of this for Mr. Trump?
I think when you meld together the stuff that's about to hit, and then Mueller testifying, and here's discussion among my group. I think he's going to come out not being credible, and that this Boy Scout we thought he was ended up doing some pretty incompetent things. Now the Democrats are going to say you're just trying to smear a military hero's reputation.
Yeah.
Well, let's let the chips fall where they may.
Well, remember the beginning that the poster child was Mueller. He was the greatest thing since sliced bread and wrapped up cheese and online banking.
Right.
And then when they didn't get the answers and the results that they wanted, they went after him left and right. I think this is just the Democrats trying to grab second chance at grabbing the poison fruit from the tree?
Well, what they want to do is they want Mueller to do something that implicates Donald Trump. I think what the Republicans are going to do is they're going to discredit Mueller, and then the Democrats are going to yield foul.
I heard there's a couple of Republicans say, we got some good questions for Mr. Mueller, and we're going to be ready to ask them. We're going to want answers.
Yeah, no, they are going to be ready.
Right. If the Democrats want them so bad in front, fine. We're going to have our own side going to ask some questions, too, and we're going to go after him. So it's not going to look too good for Mr. Mueller.
Yeah, I think Mueller's going to have a hard time. And I think Mueller, depending on what is released before he testifies, I don't know, he may end up not testifying.
Wow. The plot thickens. Well, I just wanted to put my 2 cents in today, guys, and I appreciate you allowing me to.
Thanks. Take care, Soldier Boy. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Jay and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Steve Rappaport. The Senate rejecting a $4.5 billion House bill for humanitarian aid at the southern border before voting on its own version. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The House has not made much progress toward actually making a law. Just more resistance theater.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer stressing the need for immediate action.
We all, Democrats, Republicans, Americans, have a responsibility to act here. The Senate, the House, and especially the president.
But President Trump says the crisis could have been prevented.
I've been saying you have to change the loopholes, you have to change asylum. You wouldn't have this problem.
The president addressing reporters before heading to Japan for the G20 summit. Democrats gearing up to do battle in their first presidential debate of the 2020 campaign. 10 candidates take the stage tonight, followed by 10 more tomorrow night. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are deep into that summertime pattern now. A good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds today. It's going to be hot with a high around 93, and some widely scattered storms will be around. Not many, but a few lucky towns will get one that'll cool you down for a while. Low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow, I think we'll be in the middle 90s. A hot and humid Thursday. Spotty, isolated storms around. Not many, but I think by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances get better. There'll be more storms around. They'll still be random, and not every town will get one, but they'll be a little more numerous over the weekend. High temperatures this weekend in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm reading over who all made up the Mueller team. This is very interesting. Did you know they brought in a Soviet expert?
Oh, really?
Yeah, who had declined her... deferred her admission to Harvard Law School to pursue a Fulbright scholarship in St. Petersburg, Russia. Went on to clerk for two Supreme Court justices, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Elena Kagan. That's a little unknown thing. She is, and she was also Miss Utah.
Total package,
I know. That's interesting. Yep. This is fascinating stuff here. Let's continue on with Jay Sekulow, then we'll get into another news subject and then kind of move over to something else here.
I think you should write a column about how does he justify Andrew Weissmann and Hillary's victory party didn't turn out that way. Only Democratic donors.
You know what
donors.
I find about that, Sean?
Andrew Weissmann, atrocious
right?
history.
Even with all of that staff that he had. Listen, hang on a second. And the 2,800 subpoenas and the 500 witnesses, and all of this. What was the basis on the investigation was what? Collusion, conspiracy. And what did Bob Mueller conclude? There was none, even with those people. And I want to know the same thing. When did you know this was not the case? And it had to be very early on, because even Peter Strzok said early on, there is no there. That was Peter Strzok's word. Of course, they wouldn't be able to show that in his text messages anymore because they let the phone get wiped out before they when he left.
All right, Jay Sekulow.
And reissued one of the phones to somebody else. Yeah. Because I guess the federal government can't afford an iPhone.
I love it. Jay Sekulow's kind of cheeky out here.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing, the more they dig into this, the more corrupt it seems. And just something smells to high hell. Notice I said hell, not heaven.
Had a friend, E.K., just texted me and said he's listening to the show for the first time. I told him about the show, and he's listening for the first time. He said he likes it.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't like middle-of-the-road stuff. Middle-of-the-road stuff is for dead animals. and he's right. Okay, let's get a little taste of Alabama here. Car dealership giving away guns, Bible, and flag when you buy a brand-new truck or a used truck. This is actually, this commercial has gone viral and was on national news this morning.
New from us at 9, a South Alabama Ford dealership raising some eyebrows with its latest promotion in honor of Independence Day.
Yeah, and it's a story that's trending tonight on our Facebook page with about 3,000 shares since this afternoon. Tyler Fingers live in Chatham tonight at that dealership. Tyler, what are they giving away that has grabbed so many people's attention?
Well, it's three things, guys. A gun, a Bible, and an American flag with every purchase.
Bible, an American flag, and also 12-gauge shotgun.
It's an interesting promotion for a car dealership.
It's grown a lot more than we anticipated. It was just something we just threw together.
Chatham Ford taking God, guns, and freedom to a new level.
We had no idea it was going to spread outside of our little bubble here in South Alabama.
They're offering a 12-gauge shotgun, a Bible, and an American flag with every new and used car purchase.
Not even full 3 business days since then, and we've already sold in excess of 5 just because of the ads.
I think we done signed the papers, and it's like, oh, by the way. Yeah, it's like, right. Oh, yay.
The Flowers family, the first to put pen to paper and take advantage, even though the promo was just a bonus.
I was like, oh, wow, are we getting a gun?
It was three good things.
It was
three good things, and I thought it was pretty cool.
A lot of people feeling that exact same way.
Thank you so much for reaching out, sir. I appreciate you.
The phones ringing off the hook with callers looking to take advantage of a unique Independence Day promotion.
No matter how many people come by a car, truck, SUV, they'll be able to take full advantage of getting themselves a Bible, a flag, and a gun.
When you buy the vehicle from the Ford dealership here in Chatham, you'll get the flag and the Bible on site and a certificate for the gun to take to a local firearms dealer so that they can make sure everything is registered and on the up and up. In case you're wondering, the promotion runs through the end of July.
You know you're in Alabama when your car dealership, used or new, is giving away Bible, gun, and a flag. This is down in South Alabama. But this thing literally made a national story. I was sitting there watching Fox, and they ran a thing. And so I got on there, looked it up, and boom, there it was. And I was amazed at the amount of traffic that it had. This guy is like, his phone is, as it said in the article, ringing off the hook. And
can I get another $1,000 off the truck and just spare me everything else?
Yeah, right.
I already got them.
There you go. So that was that was an interesting story to go over. The Ed O'Keefe is going to be talking about the candidates prepping for the debate for tonight. I thought you'd like to hear this.
Immigration issues are likely to come up when Democratic presidential candidates debate for the very first time tonight in Miami. 20 candidates qualified for the debates, and we'll hear from 10 more. We'll hear from 10 this evening and then 10 more tomorrow. Ed O'Keefe is in Miami near the site of the event. Ed, a lot of people are going to be on that stage. What can we expect to hear?
We can expect, Tony, that most of them are going to be trying to introduce themselves for the first time to audiences that don't know them. This is the largest debate ever of Democratic presidential candidates, and none of them should expect much airtime. Participants tonight include Senators Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, and Amy Klobuchar, as well as New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, and former HUD Secretary Julian Castro. They'll each have just 60 seconds to answer questions, 30 seconds for follow-ups. Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Kamala Harris debate tomorrow night. We caught up with them recently to ask how they're preparing.
Do you even bother having like 9 of your staffers stand there on stage with you and try to debate you? Is it worth even trying to rehearse for something like that?
No. For me, it's about making sure that I use my 5 or 7 minutes, whatever it winds up being, to share this vision and what I'm going to do and why I'm different.
How do you prepare?
Carefully.
And what makes for a good debate night? For Kamala Harris.
No mess ups. I can use another word.
We've learned some of the debate prep secrets of the candidates. Senator Booker has been doing push-ups during debate rehearsal breaks and has been snacking on popcorn and on the sparkling water LaCroix. Senator Kamala Harris, who got here on Monday, has been relying on a local staple, arroz con pollo.
These little sidebar color stories that they're doing.
I know.
Cory Booker doing curls and lifting weight?
Yeah, I wonder if he's doing like the old Schwarzenegger 21s. You know, hit that lower region, hit that upper region, hit the full range, Cory. Get that pump on before you hit the stage.
Okay, there's, and I'm using these guys a little more than I have been. I always check them out. CBS has an internet circuit that they have on. They have a new show called Red and Blue. Now, Major Garrett is going to be on this piece. He's going to be stop and go. And he's going to be talking about Mayor Pete and kind of about what was happening with him in Indiana and the shooting of the police officer at the black gentleman. Let's listen in to how he handles this.
Pete Buttigieg, because he's one of the few candidates who did not actually attend tonight's event. He's back in South Bend, Indiana, where he attended a rally for a man who was shot by a police officer. Buttigieg faced some backlash from a crowd of demonstrators Friday night.
Did you just ask me if Black Lives Matter?
Yes, we want to hear you say.
Of course, Black Lives Matter.
Then fire your car!
So Buttigieg promised the crowd that there will be an independent review to ensure there is no racism in the department. It was a bit hard to hear there, but you could tell the mayor was encountering some really fierce criticism.
Well, whether or not you can parse every word, you can feel the emotion and sense the hostility and sense the feeling that has maybe been bubbling up, that Mayor Pete has not either acknowledged rapidly enough or deeply enough, or perhaps, and I don't want to overanalyze this, but the look on his face left me with the impression that he was somewhat surprised by this, and that doesn't strike me as helpful for someone who's saying I'm running for the presidency as a mayor who knows my community and knows what it's gone through.
And that was Major Garrett at the very end, and it not only was surprising, as I said, he was visibly shaken, and you could see, you know, he's kind of like, you know, did you ask me, did Black Lives Matter? Of course that Black Lives Matter. And then they pushed back on him. That's where he started shaking right there. But I noticed that Major Garrett had caught that also. Let's listen to the second part of this.
Well, a couple of things about that segment. Number one, if you saw the people who were most emotional, it was African-American women. And they are, make no mistake about it, the heartbeat and soul of this Democratic Party. And they will have a loud say-so in who our next nominee will be and who the next president of the United States will be. And for Mayor Pete, home is where you're judged at. If your home is not taken care of, then chances are you can't take care of things outside of your home. And so if he's having trouble in Indiana, where he's elected mayor, chances are people are going to have very little confidence in him to take care of running this big idea called the United States of America.
Now, that is a black kind of political Paul guy who's talking about that, but he's spot on. He is spot on with this thing. So let's continue on with this red and blue program that was on CBSN.
And it comes as Mayor Pete Buttigieg has had faced some criticism for not doing well among African-American voters. We've seen that reflected in the polls. He was hoping to kind of come here this weekend and make his mark on this state. But this also shows kind of the perils of having a day job, right? Depending to Major's point about, you know, using this, unlike other candidates, really using his hometown as his calling card in this election. But he also, unlike some others who, you know, Hickenlooper or even Beto O'Rourke, don't have to manage day-to-day operations anymore. This shows how unpredictable this race could come and what issues could surface, and you have to be prepared for them.
You know, being elected can be a crisis or an opportunity for a candidate this time around.
Right.
And depending on the day of the week and depending on the mood of the country, it will be labeled one of the two. And tonight, for him, this is a crisis.
What?
I'm listening to this, and it just, when do we become so dumb? It's like, you know, even if, and emotional and in bad faith, I mean, Pete Buttigieg goes back to his hometown, and they're going, did you just ask me if Black Lives Matter? Of course Black Lives Matter. And the response, and we're supposed to take the emotion seriously, the response is, then fire your cops! And that's what's going to take down this guy who's a Rhodes Scholar.
Well, it is in this manner. It's the way he's responding to it. And you're too young to remember this, but George Wallace, when he was running for president in 1972, he would leave the state and he had to be back by a certain time or he would lose his governorship. So he'd just fly back in Alabama, put his foot on the ground, spend the night in the plane, go fly back. But there was some unrest that was happening here.
Sure.
And he was trying to manage it. And CBS came flying down here to cover George Wallace in chaos in Alabama. Disgruntled Alabamians that were there. And but George Wallace did the right thing. He put it to his advantage and turned into something good, which turned into winning some states and some primaries that nobody ever thought he would do.
Well, and I'll put it this way. I think I fell in love with politics for the high ideals, for the best.
Not the low life?
No, I sort of...
Oh, come on.
I get annoyed when I'm reminded that a voter being pissed off, even if they don't have any solution or really understand even the problem, the fact that they're pissed off and they can vote matters. And that often can sway an election or ruin somebody's candidacy.
It can. Well, how you handle your home turf is important.
True.
I think that was kind of one of the problems that Mitt Romney had, being from Massachusetts, and kind of he became too moderate, and so he couldn't get that conservative mantle put on him. Let's continue on with this.
This looks and feels like a cauldron, like he's in the middle of something very hot.
And Major, guess what else? If he doesn't handle this right, he should not even think about continuing to run for president.
So here's the metaphor to extend cauldron and heat. That can sometimes make you stronger and make a substance stronger, or sometimes it can melt it into nothingness. There's a chance that Pete Buttigieg can come out of this and say, I've learned, I've confronted, I've soul-searched, and I've come to a different place, and walk himself through it and talk to people about that. That could be a turning point for him, and it may be something he can turn around. But if all that we have from this is what we just saw, it's in a bad place.
But Caitlin, guess what? The first debate is next week. I don't know if he can finish an independent investigation, stay focused on the campaign, come to South Carolina tomorrow, and not be judged by the people who elected him to do his first job, and that's mayor of Indiana.
Mayor of Indiana.
Missed it by about 200 and something miles.
The brilliance is just astounding.
Yeah, really. You see that guy on Fox every once in a while, and he's always the Democrat foil that's there. excuse me. Let's move into somebody I've liked from the first time that I saw him, Mark Morgan, who is now kind of spreading his wings. He went over to CBS. Let me do that. I'll go to a break. Okay. He went over to CBS and did an interview talking about border, and then I want to play for you a CBS story about a tragic photo that was taken that Joe Scarborough blamed the death of a man and his child on who? Donald Trump. We're going to be back.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
A listener who I refer to as EK, I need to use his proper name, Andy. When I met him, I said, I like your name, because that was my late brother's name. So, Andy, thanks for listening, buddy. I appreciate you an awful lot. Picking us up on podcast. Also, we remind folks about Dan Black Studios. You've got videos, you've got beta, you've got VHS, you got 8mm. Well, he can get those converted to digital formats for you, and they can last forever. How do you get in contact with Dan, the man, Black? At Dan Black Studios, 334-440-7818, 440-7818. Great time to do this, folks. Great time to do it. Things are kind of slow with Dan Black Studio. He can get it done very fast, very reasonably. When you call him, ask him, what is the Dan Morris Show special for today? 334-440-7818. Dan Black Studios. Okay, this is Mark Morgan. When I first saw him, I really liked him. He was an Obama appointee. I said, this guy needs to be in the administration. Sure enough, he is in the administration, acting ICE director. And this guy's got it going on here. So let's listen in to, we had him on yesterday, but this is CBS, so different playing field here.
The House approved emergency funding overnight to address the humanitarian crisis at the border. Now, this follows another Homeland Security shakeup. Mark Morgan, acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, will take over as acting chief of Customs and Border Protection next month after John Sanders resigned unexpectedly yesterday. As head of ICE, Morgan has pushed for nationwide raids on undocumented migrant families. Jeff Begay spoke with him yesterday before the shakeup. Jeff is outside the ICE headquarters in Washington. I know, Jeff, you wish that that news would have broken before you did this interview. But what did Morgan have to say about conditions at the facilities?
Mark Morgan denies that there are systemic problems inside these border detention facilities. However, he did admit that migrant children should not be held there.
Border Patrol is not a place for the kids. I think every American can agree with that. They are overcrowded. Those Border Patrol stations are not designed for kids.
ICE has taken in more than 400,000 migrants so far this year, which has overwhelmed U.S. border facilities. About 1,000 unaccompanied migrant children are currently in CBP custody. Would you want your family there?
I would never want my family in to be detained.
Any family you know in a facility like that?
Just like, I don't think anybody would want any of their family members being in a police station. So the best way to not to be in that detention facility is don't come to our country illegally.
Great answer. This guy's really good. Really good. And he doesn't, he'll push back when somebody pushes on. Let's listen to the second part of this so we can get the final tragic photo.
Morgan disputes aspects of a recent DHS Inspector General's report, which cites egregious violations at some detention facilities.
I just don't agree that it's egregious conditions like a systemic problem.
What word would you use?
I would say that there are always challenges. I welcome non-governmental organizations to come in and do a check and balance. We should always try to get better.
It's estimated that
President Trump yesterday said that he is very concerned about poor border facility conditions, once again claiming without evidence that it's an improvement from his predecessor.
Just remember, we are treating them and doing a much better job than the Obama administration.
But it was because of President Trump's zero tolerance policy last year that thousands of migrant children were systematically separated from their parents. And now, amid an unprecedented surge of migrants, DHS and CBP have been without a permanent leader for more than 2 months. For ICE, it's been nearly 2.5 years. Yet the Trump administration blames deplorable detention center conditions on a lack of money from Congress.
Mexico is doing much more for us than, frankly, the Democrats in Congress.
But as we mentioned last night, House Democrats passed a $4.5 billion aid package that includes money for food, water, sanitary items, and services for migrants. The bill also contains, though, restrictions on how that money is spent and includes no funding for the border wall. The White House says President Trump will veto that bill. Meanwhile, the Republicans in the Senate are working on their own version of a $4.5 billion aid bill with fewer restrictions, though.
Notice how he said, and that Trump said that it was better than Obama without proof. Without proof. Okay, now here's one. When Nancy Pelosi said that Donald Trump was obstructing or Donald Trump was covering up something, did he end that statement with without, and she said that without proof? This I hate when they do this. They treat Trump completely different. They Nadler will mouth off that little mouth of his, and they'll never say without proof, like collusion. Now, this final story is a tragic photo shot, and there was a shot of a father and a daughter. Listen to the tone of this, and they're basically going to blame Trump.
A tragic image from the southern border reveals the grim reality facing many Central American migrants who make the dangerous journey. We warn you, the photo you're about to see is disturbing. It shows a young father and his 23-month-old daughter who died trying to cross the Rio Grande in South Texas. They were found in shallow water a few hundred yards from where they tried to cross. The girl is still clinging to her father's neck. Omar Villafranca is outside a border facility in Clint, Texas. Omar, what do we know about this father and his child?
Well, good morning. The father, Oscar Alberto Martinez Ramirez, and his family had traveled from El Salvador, and they were hoping to claim asylum in the U.S., and they had actually been around the border for a while when they decided on Sunday to try to cross the Rio Grande. She says her husband and daughter made it across on the first attempt, but when he tried to go back for his wife, the toddler tried to follow and fell into the water. And again, I want to warn you, this picture is tough to look at. She says Martinez grabbed the toddler, but the two were swept away by the current, and they could not get out. Now, this tragic story comes as we are learning more about the migrant children who are being held in government facilities like the one behind me. It's worth noting that 100 children were returned here yesterday after more than 300 had been removed after reports came out that they were living in absolutely horrible conditions. CBP says they have less than 1,000 unaccompanied children in custody, and they're using this facility again to help streamline the transfer of the migrant children to the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, lawyers who inspected the facility last week told us that they talked to children who said that they were still hungry. They weren't able to shower or have access to soap that often. And also, they were sleeping on the hard concrete floors. But a CBP official told us, and I want to quote this, "I personally don't believe these allegations."
Joe Scarborough spent about 5 minutes blaming Donald Trump for that death. Did you hear what he said happened? He was going back to go get the wife, took the daughter over. Daughter followed him into the Rio Grande, fast-moving river. He was going after it and trying to, you know, save her. Both their lives were lost. And it was a discussion on the Senate floor today, matter of fact. Ron Johnson and some others got into a heated discussion, and the Democrats were blaming Donald Trump. Joey, I want to thank you.
Good show.
Great show. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Joey Clark, the great, is sitting in for Greg Budell, the great, and he's next. Adios.